everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 11th. And we have another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today's topic is blame and effort. The quote is from John Burroughs. A man can get discouraged many times, but he is not a failure until he begins to blame somebody else and stops trying. Blame and effort. Here's what Linda has to say. Things often don't go the way we'd like them to. Some days it seems as if no matter how hard we work, no matter how many times we get up and try again, we just can't win. It's not our fault, we think, so it must be somebody else's fault. We can spend a lot of time complaining about this, yet instead of dusting ourselves off and trying yet again. Okay, let's look at this information again from a trauma-informed perspective. I find a couple things. One is the message that is shared can be perceived as black and white thinking, which is a challenge for people when we're on the journey of healing, say from narcissistic abuse, domestic violence, any type of emotional abuse and trauma. There's this black and white thinking. Yes, no. Either or, that kind of stuff. And while the quote even from John Burroughs about we need to stop blaming somebody else, right? I would actually push back. Actually, I'm going to push back. I'm pushing back on Linda and John to ask them the question, have you been onto LinkedIn lately and read the posts from people who are unemployed, that have applied to thousands of jobs, that have been ghosted, that haven't received even a small amount of courtesy to share a reason why the candidate wasn't considered other than a copy-paste, vanilla, if you will, response? What I find as a pattern constantly in society is this pushback of the accountability and onus to the person who's suffering and not accountability to the person who's caused the suffering. So while I'd like to believe that the intention from John and Linda is to not promote self-victimization, where we take everything on and we think that it's us. Because again, that's another pattern with especially abuse. And I don't even like to use the word survivor, but people who've been on the receiving end of abuse. So they've been abused, where we take everything on that it must be us, right? That kind of thinking is conditioned. That is a conditioned kind of thinking. I mean, Mother's Day is coming up and it's difficult for me because I have thoughts about Mother's Day that link to, those voices and the things that I, that play from my experience of having an abusive parent. And then I look at myself as, what kind of a parent am I? You know, so you break the pattern. And why I mention this is, you know, instead of blaming others, is it blaming others, or is it the screaming and the megaphone of justice and accountability? Blame an effort. On the other hand, yes, we can get discouraged. We can't get discouraged, and we need to stand back up again and try again. There is validity in, I don't want to use the word blame, there is validity in calling out and saying, this way of being or this way of behaving or this way is unhealthy and hurtful. And why is that a status quo in society when it's so damaging? Is it really saying you blame? I don't know. Maybe that's actually the passive aggressive way of saying, I'm not going to take accountability. Why are you blaming? Why are you blaming somebody else? Why are you blaming someone else? Maybe because it's just. It's not blame. It's begging for accountability. Why should anybody have to beg for accountability? Nobody should ever have to beg for accountability. If a person doesn't want to be accountable, or a group of people don't want to be accountable, that says everything about that person and that group. Now, the question becomes, how do we then coexist in a world where that behavior and people, because we are our behaviors, exist? How do we then function health in a healthy way? All right, let's see what the quote is for the day. Actually, the affirmation, right? The affirmation of the day is, if I find myself blaming others, I will stop and figure out what I can do instead. Maybe I need a new strategy. Okay, so again, the focus is the ownership to the self and no ownership at all in accountability to what's the environment, people, right? Cause and effect kind of thing. How I would modify this affirmation is, if I find myself blaming others, I will pause and reflect and ask the question, where is the cause and what's the effect? Where's the cause? What's the effect? And can I, in a healthy way, coexist with the cause? And if I cannot, then how can I change my world to coexist at all? And what I mean by that is, let's say you're a person who's looking for a job, and you keep looking for the same types of roles and getting the same kind of feedback. Going back to, maybe I need a new strategy. How can then you shift and pivot? Because you know what? Sometimes the play box and the sandbox that we want to play in isn't actually right for us. There are other sandboxes to play in. It's like being in a neighborhood where you're trying and trying and trying to, you know, befriend neighbors, and there's no reciprocation at all. So how can you find community and neighborhood that is outside of the current neighborhood that you're in, right? So yes, if I find myself blaming others, I will pause and I will reflect and contemplate, identifying what's the cause and what's the effect, and do I need to pivot and shift? Maybe there's a different sandbox, a different strategy, a different place. Because of all the billions of people on this planet, I truly believe that there is a place where each and every one of us feels safe, feels that we belong, that we have community, that we have friends, we have family, and we're loved. And we give love. We reciprocate it. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. and sharing these thoughts. What do you think? What do you think about blame and effort? It's just like so absolutely serendipitous that we're talking about this topic today. Please remember to subscribe and like and drop a comment. And as always, we're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.